Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, this is Lana Mihailovic, one of the participants of the Talent Press at the 11th Sarajevo Talent Program at the Sarajevo Film Festival. Today we have as a guest Peter Weber, the director who one of his most famous films is The Girl with the Pearl Earring. And yeah, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
Can you, for the beginning, tell us something about why are you here at the Sarajevo?
Why am I here? One of the great pleasures that I have is being invited to film festivals, especially to do some teaching or to give masterclasses or to talk to, you know, people who are interested in film and people who hope to have a career in film. And what I like to do is to go to places that I really like to visit. So I've been lucky enough to be invited to Odessa and Tbilisi, and, you know, and I'd never been to Sarajevo. I mean, obviously, you know, it's an incredibly famous city. Maybe famous, you know, for not necessarily such positive reasons, but, you know, I just thought it would be a very interesting opportunity to come here to meet some, you know, local young talent. I'm also a very good friend of Kat Villiers, who's been associated with the festival for a long time, and we're working on a project together. So she said that she was coming over here, so it gave me an opportunity to not only come here and work with some of these young filmmakers, but also to meet with her to discuss the project that we'll be working on next year.
And what is your experience with these masterclasses? The perception you get of the talent that is listening to you and the questions they ask?
For me, I find it very interesting and important in a way, if you like, for two reasons. One is that I remember back to when I was a film student, and it was really important for me to meet, you know, to work with not only the teachers, like the full-time academic staff, but also to meet people who were real practitioners, who are actually making a living and making films. And I still remember very clearly the encounters I had with people, you know, a couple of directors, a couple of producers who, you know, you kind of get this impression that there's a way to move forward. There's a way to actually to get employment in this business, and there's a way to pursue your passion and to find a career. And so I think because of that, it's important that I now do the same thing. Now I'm in a position where I've been working for many years that I can help people in maybe in a small way through the experience I've had. But the other thing actually is actually quite a selfish thing, because I've been doing this for a while. And it's possible to get jaded, you know. I still have a great love for the medium, but the business is a difficult business. And it's a business that's going through many changes. And so when you meet young, enthusiastic, talented people, it puts you back in touch with who you were when you started. And so I'm kind of like a psychic leech, you know. I find that I feed off of their enthusiasm. At the end of the day, I enjoy it, you know.
Is there something specifically that surprised you? For example, you had a masterclass today, mm-hmm. the conversation. Mm-hmm. So maybe hearing about some of the experiences today and the experiences at the beginning of your career, how many things actually changed?
Today, I mean, I really enjoyed it because I was doing a conversation with Olivia Het-Reed, who's also been involved with the festival for a while. We worked together on Girl with a Pearl Earring, also another couple of projects that didn't come to fruition. And it was great just being able to sit down and have a conversation with her, you know, and talk about work in process. The class were very quiet. So it's not, you know, there were only one or two people who really interacted. So from this, I can't give you, I'm afraid, any particular story. But, I mean, generally, you know, the thing is that often you're meeting people, the enthusiasm is something that's very noticeable. Sometimes there's some naivety there as well, you know. And I guess I'm a bit evil because I quite enjoy revealing what the reality is like. Because people can sometimes have quite a starry-eyed impression of what it's like to work in this business. But it's a job, like anything else, and it can be quite tough, and you really need to be doing it for the right reasons. So I can sometimes quite enjoy maybe dismantling their illusions, you know, and helping them understand some of the realities of what it's like and what it takes to actually build a long career, because you need to be doing it, I think, for the right reasons. You need to have the right motivation, if you're going to last for a long time, you know. And there are many, you know, you sometimes meet people and you just realize that, I don't know, they don't really understand what the business is really about and what it is to be a filmmaker. They have some illusions in their head, and, you know, I think it can be quite interesting to correct those illusions.
So how long did it take you to become disillusioned?
Oh, dear me. I think the thing is it happens very quickly, because what happens is that if you go to film school, I just did film school for a year, you know, and then you come out and very quickly you realize that, as well as it being an art and a craft, that it's a business. And it depends, I guess, on your motivation. There are some people who understand that, but I didn't understand that, because my head was in the clouds a bit, I think, and I was just passionate about films and filmmaking. And then, you know, you come up against the reality of it, and that can be hard. And then you suffer a lot of reversals, because, as in anything in life, you have successes and you have failures, you know. And so there are periods of time when, I mean, I'm actually feeling very positive, because there's a film I've been trying to get made for the last 14 years, which I've just managed to get made. But a few years ago, you know, I had some instances where there were things I'd been trying to get made for a while that didn't come together or fell apart. So you need, you know, that can be disillusioning. But you just need to pick yourself up, dust yourself down, and carry on.
So you mentioned the film just a minute ago that you were trying to get made for many years. So can you tell us more about that?
Yes, I've just finished a film. It was originally set in London. The first draft of the script was written 14 years ago. And it's a story about a young pickpocket, a young thief, let's say, who meets up with an older pickpocket who teaches him the tricks of the trade. So originally, it was a film set in London. By the time we got it made, it was actually a Spanish language film, and I shot it in Bogota last year for Netflix. So there we go. You know, it took a very, very long time to get it made, but it was a fantastic experience. You know, finally to do something that I'd really wanted to do for so long, a challenge working in a different language. It meant that I went to Colombia to live for 6 months, you know, so yeah, it was great.
Okay, that's all the time that we have. Thank you for joining us again.
Thank you very much.
This was Fred Film Radio. I am Lana Mihailovic.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.